Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show. It is Cleveland Star 102. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Tim Richards, good morning to you.
Just a beautiful day weather-wise. I had to look at my phone. I almost forgot what the date it was. And I'm looking at it like, how is this October then 20th? And it was just, I did anything I could to be outside. I think I mowed the grass twice. Plus, I knew. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to watch that Browns game.
Probably a good choice.
I might do something else. So the first half, I was like, you know, I got other things to do outside. I have some things to do. And I feel like that's a waste of weather. Hashtag waste of weather. If I watch the entire Browns game, them at the time being 1-5, I understand. I do love the Browns. But I thought, you know, I have to do something outside. I have to get out there.
It was a beautiful forecast. And I felt so stupid because I did not watch the Browns game. My husband and kids were. And I popped in for one quick second to see a touchdown. I was like, oh my God, that's great. That's awesome. And Nate looks at me and he's like, you're looking at the wrong team. And then I realized this was like a Super Bowl situation where the colors confused me on the field. They're way too similar. We really need to do something about this when this happens.
I went to a buddy's house and there was also for the second half of the game. And there was also confusion by a lot of the people that just arrived to that party. They didn't know which was which. Which, yeah. By the way, after that, we're getting to Dead Guy in an Envelope. We hope you have a guest next. So, by the way, the game that was on after that was San Francisco and the Chiefs, which was your original problem.
The red
in the Super
and the
Bowl
white.
Left.
Yeah, I cannot, like, figure this out, people. Like, can't you coordinate ahead of time? It's hard to follow.
I couldn't believe it.
I was, and then I felt so stupid. I'm like, oh, of course that's the Bengals. And you look at it, but it's confusing.
So mentally, I think to myself now, we will have a winner by the new year. That's where I'm at. That's my new thing.
You said by July, months ago.
Yeah, July 26th was my original date.
That did not work.
We have passed that now, even though it has July 26th weather today. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in the envelope. What's your guest to kick off the week? Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
Dead guy in an envelope. He's dead. He's a guy. What is your guess?
Is it kind of like Batman in a little coat, Chris Farley?
No, it's not Chris Farley. Great guess, though.
That is a really good guess. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim Show. You can always reach out to us on all the socials. Obviously, Star 102 Cleveland as well. You can leave us an audio message through the app. You can email us that goes to Jen or somewhere, and then it goes to Jen. And
it does, but I always forward it to you. But we haven't gotten one of those in a long time.
An email?
An email that comes to, like, the morning's address. The morning's address.
That's true. So Diane found it, though. Good morning. I know that you answered this or you asked this question last week or the week before about the dead guy in an envelope just ending the game without resolution.
Mm-hmm.
I think I said I had that thought. I don't know if it was last week or the week before where I thought to myself, okay, so dead guy in an envelope. We have taken your guesses since January. The only hints is he's dead and he's a guy.
Mm-hmm.
His name is in the envelope. We have asked for your guess at 6:10 every single weekday
we've
been on the air.
Day.
Correct. And the entire list, somebody asked about that at star102cleveland.com. So to answer your question of should you let dead guy go without an answer, yes, for the love of God, yes.
This is why Diane is my jury duty buddy. I met her at jury duty a few weeks ago, and this is why we're besties, because I agree with her.
We could be guessing until the end of time, especially because you won't give us any clues. Ugh! Anyway, love you guys, just not the game.
Love you back, Diane. Agree.
But the game continues
tomorrow.
Someone
has to get it soon.
Somebody has to get it soon?
I mean, my goodness. And I hate that you said you think it'll be by the end of the year, and I think you're wrong.
It would be a great Christmas gift. It could be tomorrow. I don't know. Who knows? But entire list at star102cleveland.com. So, Diane, thank you very much for reaching out. We appreciate that. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim show. One comment about dead guy in an envelope leads to another.
Tim says, please start giving clues. This dead guy game will be going till next year. Too many possibilities.
Well, you have whittled it down somewhat to this point, the entire list. You know, one of the things we should do, and probably have to get a ruling on it, to your point, Tim, there have been times when there have been repeat guesses.
Yeah.
And I don't think that can happen.
Good luck remembering if somebody guessed someone. How do we remember that? We need
a
database that she would have to be able to enter the name to check if it was guessed before. And then in that instance, so say somebody guesses somebody that was guessed before.
Dick Goddard has been guessed 8 million times.
Dick Goddard.
So I can go ahead and say that. Like,
and says, Jen and Tim, my guess for dead guy in an envelope is Dick Goddard. Do we say, nope, that's not it. Make another guess. Or do we say, no, that's not it. We move on to another caller.
Undecided.
Yeah. It's getting sticky.
I know.
And it feels like we should wrap it up.
That is out of our hands. And we have asked about another clue. And that is a no. It is a specific directive. And that directive is no. He's dead. He's a guy. And that's the clues. So that's where that stands. And it's out of our hands. It's up to the guesses each morning.
You know what else I just thought of? What if we do get our someone gets it, you know, next February or something, and they're disappointed with who it is?
I think that they will all be elated to move on to another envelope. Star 102.
Nobody said we're moving on to another envelope.
A box?
Nobody said that.
A pouch?
Nobody wants that.
I'm just saying.
Nobody wants that.
Wouldn't it be amazing, to your point? Okay, so we get a correct guess for dead guy in an envelope. If you don't know what it is, he's dead. He's a guy. He's been in an envelope for, you know.
Since January.
Two studios now. So, that being the case, wouldn't it be amazing if after that's happened, we did an instant poll, should we do another dead guy in an envelope, and it won?
No.
I would think that it'd be an 80-20 split no, but it would be incredible if they say, yeah, you know what? Toss another one in there.
Can you imagine? Oh my gosh. Day one of a new dead guy would be brutal.
If you've listened to Dead Guy in an Envelope, I don't care if it's been for a day or since January, DM us and let us know if you would want another one after that. And we will read those comments tomorrow morning. We'll do that during the dead guy segment tomorrow morning. Yay or nay on that. What a weekend it was downtown Cleveland this past weekend.
It was right at 7 o'clock on Saturday when I was like, I got to turn it on. I remembered right at the right time to turn on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony. And I happened to catch the very beginning. I was so excited to see Zendaya induct Cher. And I'm sitting there watching it. They're panning to the audience and I'm like squealing aloud like a little kid to my husband and my kids. Oh my gosh, this is right downtown right now. This is happening in Cleveland. Every celebrity they said was going to be there was there and more. And if you missed it, we're going to give you the highlights because it was so huge and so cool and went well past midnight on Saturday night. And everyone was still there and happy. It wasn't like they all cleared out because they were bored, you
know? Right. No, what a win, really, when you're talking about this over the weekend. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim show, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony was in Cleveland over the weekend.
It was awesome. They kicked things off with the induction of Cher. Zendaya inducted her. Both her and Dua Lipa wearing Cher-inspired outfits, which were very revealing, you know, as Cher has been over the years. And can I just say this? When Cher, so Zendaya did the whole, they have the, you know, whichever star is inducting, the inductee come up and give a speech and say why they're inducting them. Then they show a little montage, and the montage about Cher was awesome. Pink was in it. Tina Turner was in it. Cyndi Lauper was in it. I mean, it was just awesome. And then Cher comes up, Cher performed. It was, you know, maybe it's been a while for Cher since she performed. I think the performance with Dua Lipa at the end of the show was better. But Cher gets up to the podium and literally says, and it made me think of those times when you go to, like, your kid's open house and one of the teachers gets up and says, this won't take long. And then it takes, like,
oh, yeah.
Cher was like, so I wrote my speech twice and I really don't know how this is going to go. I'm like, oh my God, Cher. And you could tell she pulled it off in the end. I was afraid it was going to get really lengthy, but it really was awesome that when Dua Lipa came out and performed with her. And Cher really I don't know that I've heard her speak this much in an instance like this. And she has quite the ego on her and well deserved. Like, I was like, good for you, girl. She was, like, you could tell, so proud and so happy to be there. Let's move on to Dave Matthews Band. Did you see Julia Roberts? They showed her in the crowd, like, right away. She looked stunning
as
always.
Did she mention the Halle building or no? That she stopped?
You know,
no,
she didn't say she went to yours truly, okay, like you had said. She was wearing a Dave t-shirt. She
can't hit them all.
I forgot she was in one of their music videos, and she's such a super fan. And of course, they came out and performed a bunch of their hits. Listen, when I watched the clips of Dave Matthews, I thought to myself, both Dave Matthews and Kool & the Gang were the ones that sounded most like themselves when they were singing live. I don't know if you agree with that.
I agree with that. And Dave Matthews, I mean, you know, obviously still touring, putting out new music, still doing their thing, you know, that type of thing. So in... still vocally doing it all of the time. Like they are, and you know, if you do it sporadically, just like anything else, and you're aging, it's not going to be the same as it was. You heard Dave Matthews are live. That sounds like Under the Table and Dreaming or any of these other albums that he had. And when you hear him at Blossom. So I agree with that.
Yes. And some of them, it was definitely obvious that they were aging. Now, Jack Black inducted Ozzy Osbourne and of course did an awesome job.
I was 13 years old, wandering around the record store. What should I get? Styx, Journey, an older rock aficionado noticed my indecision and he said, this is the album you need to get, The Blizzard of Oz. Man, was he right. Thank you, nameless rock aficionado, wherever you are, you changed my life.
He's so awesome, and he performed, and that was great. But let me just say, I think Kool & the Gang, are they the oldest of this whole bunch? I mean, maybe Dionne Warwick, I don't know.
Dionne Warwick, yeah, probably.
Probably. The oldest. But Kool & the Gang did an awesome job.
Celebrate good times, come on. Let's celebrate, because there's a party going on right here. A celebration to last.
And I think just to say that the ceremony went on well past midnight and it wasn't emptying out, everyone that was in Cleveland had a great time. It was like a $50 million impact. I heard like the Greg Harris said from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So awesome weekend here in our city.
Yeah, by the Rock Hall, you know, Destination Cleveland, everybody else. And like I said, having the infrastructure to even be able to have something like that downtown is amazing. Actually, we have a message from somebody that was there. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Jenny Tim Show. So Nicole was there, huh?
Nicole says some of the best parts were Ozzy and more because it was a last minute decision to buy tickets. She got them Saturday at 1 o'clock, rode downtown on the Green Line Rapid.
Good call.
Then she says, friendly little note, stops running at 12:30. So we were trapped because we said it went past midnight. So she had to actually call a friend and have her take her back to her car.
Oh, that's one thing you do have to look at. You're absolutely right. Especially if you don't normally ride that, you got to look at that. It's at any time. You're right.
But she said it was so amazing to see all those people together in one building. And she says, in case it's hard to tell, my mom and I share Kelly Clarkson / Dionne Warwick. Because she had sent a bunch of pictures. We'll have to ask her if we can post some of those. Because it's really cool. I mean, she had some good seats to get. I mean, you know, kind of like on the side of the stage, was able to see everybody. So, Nicole, thank you so much for your recap. We love that.
Yeah. Anybody else was there or you want to speak to it or whatever, wherever it might be, if you were there, that would be amazing. 216-343-1021. As you mentioned, we are going to, we will get approval. Then we'll post those pictures. Those are great. They're great pictures. She was there. That is definitely not a matinee, though, Jen. I was thinking about you.
Oh, like, well, that would have been very late. Would I have left early at the Rock Hall induction ceremony? 216.
Did you leave early?
But who was the last performer? I'd have to look at the lineup.
Cher's 78 staying up past midnight. Cool in the Gang, probably in the ballpark. Dionne Warwick, ballpark.
But they've lived a life of staying up past midnight. You know what I'm saying?
It's
like they've performed,
lately?
They've toured, they've, I don't know.
I mean,
how does that hit you when you get older? Do you still stay on that clock of staying up late like
maybe.
That?
Maybe.
It could
be the case.
I would be yawning in my seat.
I know. I thought about you the whole time. Like, this is not a matinee.
It is
midnight and this thing is still rolling.
I know.
So
late
there you go.
Night.
Thank you, Nicole, for the message. Appreciate
it. Do you remember a few weeks ago when Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce went to the Guardians-Yankees game in New York and Travis didn't wear Guardians gear? Well, he has something to say about it. It's 57 degrees in Parma, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. Cleveland Browns now 1-6 for the season as they lost to the Bengals yesterday. Deshaun Watson carted off the field after hurting his Achilles. Final score of the game, 21-14. Up next, the Baltimore Ravens come to town for a 1 o'clock game on Sunday. And with a sellout crowd of over 18,000 people, the New York Liberty captured their first WNBA championship in franchise history last night. They defeated the Minnesota Lynx. Final score of that game, 67-62 in overtime to win game 5 of the finals. This series set both the overall attendance record for WNBA finals as well as the average attendance mark.
Congratulations to Stevie's third favorite team.
Fourth favorite team.
It was amazing because was it Aces? Say, Stevie, come in here real quick. Could you come in real quick? I know we're doing three things. So you went. Who were you originally? Was it Aces originally or no? I can't remember.
Yes.
So Aces got bounced. Yep. And where were they going? Was it back to back?
Stop.
To back.
To back.
Yes.
So they got bounced by the Liberty, right?
Yes.
So were the Aces first? That's who you're rooting for first?
Yeah, so that's my first favorite team in general. I also like the Chicago Sky. They weren't in the playoffs.
The Sky were not in the playoffs, right.
And then in the playoffs, I also liked the Connecticut Sun.
That's what it was. I couldn't think of the third one.
They did not make it. So then it was down to the Liberty.
And which was a close game.
Very.
Overtime, very Tim.
There you go.
Overtime. Breaking attendance records. It's good stuff.
Don't read. That's true.
Listen,
and congratulations.
Stevie is our WNBA pro, and she provided all of this information for which I am grateful.
There we go.
Thank you.
That's fantastic. Now bring the Rockers back.
Yes.
Can we be like partial owners?
Yes.
We go in this on. You need money for that. So can we like wait for them? Right. That's big.
That would be great.
Yeah. In all seriousness, what a season, breaking all sorts of records for the WNBA. Unbelievable.
Very cool stuff. Remember a few weeks ago when Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce went to the Guardians-Yankees game in New York, and we didn't see Travis Kelce wearing Guardians gear, and everyone was like, why is Travis Kelce not wearing Guardians gear? Well, he set the record straight, saying, quote, I've been a Cleveland sports fan my entire life. Make it back to countless amount of games over the years, both Guards and Cavs, just to enjoy these memories with my friends and family, win or lose. And I don't wear Cleveland gear one time. And all of a sudden, I'm not a real fan. Ask anybody that was in or around that suite on game one who I was cheering for. They'll let you know I was there for the Cleveland Guardians.
This story, first of all, the Kelce brothers are just fantastic. They rep Cleveland. They rep Cleveland Heights. We talked about that. You know, give Travis a little whatever when he wasn't wearing Guardians gear the one time. Came back, talked about it, like, are you kidding me? I've loved Cleveland my entire life.
Yes.
I don't wear it one time. Let it go. Like, it's
right.
Fine. Whatever.
Exactly.
So the Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour continues, right? It resumed. She's what, Miami, I think it was?
Miami over the weekend.
Yeah.
And turns out Travis's brother, Jason Kelce, and his wife went to the show, the Eras Tour.
It's the best.
But someone got a photo of him, Jason Kelce, sitting in his seat with his head back and eyes closed. So it appears he fell asleep at the show.
I just love this so much.
The comments are so good. Like, I love the person that's like, he's just resting his eyes. It's so good.
I mean,
someone else saying them Kelsey boys really can't sleep anywhere. I mean, come on. There are a million comments that are hilarious. Also, how do you fall asleep during the Eras tour?
I don't know. And when you're tired, It happens. Has this happened to you, maybe, and or your significant other, your husband, your wife? Where did you fall asleep? I had a buddy who his son, I believe, was like 10 or 11, something like that, but like the star football player on the team. And he fell asleep. His son had this, I don't know, it was like this one-handed catch. It was fantastic in the end zone, and he was sleeping. He missed it in the entire thing. First of all, how you can sleep in like high school stands that are not comfortable anyway,
yeah,
with really no back to or anything. I have no idea how that ever happened, but I thought it was a while ago. I thought, you know, I should bring this up on the air sometime. And I was like, did you see that? And he's dead asleep.
Oh my gosh.
Didn't see the play at all. But once again, you're tired. He works long hours. He missed it. Probably woke up early, getting the kids ready. You know, that type of thing. Totally fell asleep, missed the play. And made me think of this one. I said, Jason Kelsey at the Eras tour, like the tour to attend with your entire family. Fell asleep.
I can't even believe that I have a personal story where I fell asleep during a show. You will just, Tim, you particularly, will absolutely die when I tell you what show I was seeing of a very famous comedian sitting in the first or second row of the show.
So it wasn't even a sleepy setting. It was a comedian?
I fell
asleep
at Playhouse Square.
All right. Which show was that? And if you have one, please add to this. I fell asleep where?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim Show. We're talking about falling asleep because Jason Kelsey fell asleep at the Eras Tour concert.
It's a great photo. I think you're going to be mad at me when I tell you this story, but I swear there's good reason. We went to dinner. Nate and I went to dinner with another couple, and they surprised us at dinner with these tickets. They upgraded our tickets to like the front row for Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, come on.
At Playhouse Square.
Who was my ultimate.
I know.
Love Seinfeld. Well, Nate loves Seinfeld too, right?
Like, loves massively. Him. Loves him. This was like a birthday thing for him. It was just such an amazing experience. And we went to this show, and I remember sitting there. I know what year it was. It was 2011 because it's the year my son was born. We're sitting there and I could not keep my eyes open. Like, you know, when you're extra tired, and I feel like especially on this schedule, there are times, Tim, when we are just, you're extra tired, but you can push through. I could not push through. And I remember I was like head bobbing, well aware of it and terrified because I was so close that Jerry Seinfeld was going to actually see my head bobbing falling asleep. He didn't. Thank goodness. But it was like within the next week, I found out I was pregnant with my first son. So I feel like that was my excuse. That was the only reason I was falling asleep during the show because he was so good. Like, who falls asleep during Jerry Seinfeld? I'm mortified to even admit that happened, but that's what happens when you have a baby growing inside of you. Made me very tired.
You wanted to get on this? Where did you fall asleep?
It happened to me. I fell asleep at the Nine Inch Nails concert.
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh, that had to be so loud. How did that happen?
My body shuts down when it's tired.
Yeah. See? It happens. You don't get enough sleep, or you're tired, or maybe it was like I have buddies that will, they will fall asleep at a Browns game because they've been drinking since 7 a.m., 8 a.m. Sure. And then let's say if it's a 4 o'clock game or a 1 o'clock, like your body's just like, I've had enough. This is it. This is my, you know, sticking my leg. My body needs to rest. And
auto fun shut off. You're done.
Yes. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim show talking about where did you fall asleep? Jason Kelsey fell asleep, Eras Tour. Stevie, where did you fall asleep?
At Broadway Musical in New York.
Which musical was it, Stevie?
Wicked.
Wicked! Literally the musical that everybody loves so much, they're making a two-series film about it.
Yes, they
That's Stevie.
I've been asked if I'm going to that. And I don't know. I think I'll fall asleep. I fall asleep at most theaters, like movies. Just a thing.
But so was it the is it the dimming lights? Is it the content? Were you just tired? Was it a lot of different things? Like, why did you fall asleep?
To be fair, I was younger. I was a kid. I was in fifth grade.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But did you? How far did you make it? Did you see Defying Gravity?
No, I saw. So I don't. Basically, all I remember, because I've never seen Wicked other than this.
That was the only time.
Yes. They were in like a school setting. And and then I woke up and someone's coming out of a hole. So that's all I remember.
You didn't see it.
I missed the entire thing. I was like, oh, I wonder what that was about.
And you never went back to see Wicked?
No.
Are you going to see the film?
I don't know. I think I'll fall asleep.
Katrina, when I was younger, my cousin and I went to New York City and took the boat to Ellis Island, and we were both exhausted. We both fell asleep during the movie portion of the tour. It was July, and where we were at finally had AC, and we both crashed. Oh, by the way, a few years ago, we fell asleep at Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
No, another one that is
so loud and laser-filled.
Yes, so many lights, like, shining in your eyeballs. It's hilarious that you could fall asleep during that.
Oh, that is the best. What about you, husband, wife? Cousin, somebody fell asleep in something. What was it? Admit it to us. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Jason Kelsey falling asleep during the Eras Tour. I almost fell asleep waiting for Madonna to hit the stage.
Oh, my gosh. That one time we went. That was.
I didn't, but I just thought of it. We're coming out of that song probably an hour late.
So many people complained about her being late for shows. We lived it. And it was so late. That was the worst. The worst.
Michelle, you admitted just a couple of minutes ago. Where did you fall asleep, Stevie?
In Broadway in New York.
During
Wicked.
The show?
Wicked. So, Wicked. Not only just Broadway. No, Wicked!
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Stevie also just said to me off the air, what if it was the time Idina Menzel was there and the years
could've
line
been.
Up? So
that'd be great.
I can't
not sure.
Handle this.
That would make it worse.
Michelle, tell Stevie not to feel bad. I fell asleep at Wicked in Cleveland a few years ago. That was a waste of $200.
Oh, no.
I don't know how much my ticket was, but I feel bad for my parents.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. They're not giving you a refund on that, I don't think.
They will not. You fell asleep where?
My sister did at the air show.
At the air show? The air show is so loud. We hear it inside the building here at work every year.
Yeah. My niece was able to move us to the end of the runway because she helped set it up. So she had texted my sister to pack up. It was like towards the end, like when the Angels were going to be on. My niece comes around and she's like, what are you guys doing? I'm like, what? I text mom. I'm like, she's been sleeping. She's like, well, we got to pack up and go. And my sister's like, oh, my God, I get in trouble for sleeping.
Star 102, good morning.
Good morning. I have a story about how my daughter fell asleep at a Taylor Swift concert.
No way.
It was during the Shake It Off tour. And I have two daughters. We took them both to the concert. And my 7-year-old made it so close to the end. But during the main song, Shake It Off, I turned to look at her, dead asleep.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.